relative to the Earth, the positive and negative lines of primary energy are working in opposition. The negative lines of force are causing the Earth to rotate, while the positive lines of force are trying to stop it from rotating. The speed of the Earth's rotation is the result of the differential between the speed of the positive lines of force and the speed of the negative lines of force, relative to the charge of the Earth's mass. The positive and negative lines of force fill space with matter in solution. Being in solution, it must be termed energy, because it is not condensed by polarity predominance. The time field ends at the outer limit of the Earth's force field. If it were possible to alter the time field by changing it relative to the Earth's magnetic equator, we could direct the planet's course out of the solar system, or cause it to assume another orbit elsewhere in the system. The spacecraft are controlled in their travel by oscillating the time field with thought force, causing the positive and negative fields to move the ship's mass relative to the direction of the lines of primary energy. Earth scientists do not understand negative electrical currents, or fields. As the positive lines of force manifest results through conductors, the negative currents and fields can only be activated through non-conductors. The only true insulation that will separate the opposite polarities of fields is time. The Earth's people only register time because the planet rotates and orbits. They assume that time goes by. Time is infinite, and all that people on a planet can register is the revolving planet passing through time. The people are in motion on the planet, so they assume that time is in motion. Actually, they are moving through time with no visible means of registering the stillness of time. If time ever moves, it will cause everything in the universe to collide, and all condensed energy, or matter, would go back into solution in space. When the scientists tried to push a rocket through space by brute force, instead of going with the currents of primary energy carrying matter in solution in space, they will discover that matter in solution, energy, or space is anything but void. The speed of light, established at 186,000 miles per second, is not its speed. It is the speed of the positive lines of force that extend throughout space. The speed of the negative B lines of force, at 90 to the positive lines, is 202,000 miles per second. The speed of magnetism is the combined speeds of the positive and negative lines of force, or 388,000 miles per second. The difference between the positive and negative lines of force is 16,000 miles per second. The spacecraft use this differential to cycle or phase their power. This accounts for their appearance of skipping. Their ships are caused to attract or repel the lines of force which are at right angles to their direction of travel. The spacecraft can move through our dense, lower atmosphere at many thousands of miles per hour, because they bring their own space with them. The force field around each ship does not allow our air to enter the field, consequently the ship does not get hot by friction. The ship, inside of its own force field, is protected by the field from debris in space, from air in density, and from sound shock waves. As no sound can penetrate through the field, they travel silently through our skies, except at very slow speeds or when hovering, they transmit a humming, throbbing tone. The field increases its resistance and strength when the speed of the ship increases. Space is infiltrated with debris. No principle of rocket-propelled missiles or ships is practicable outside of our Earth's force field, as rockets do not create a protective field around themselves. Some of the debris, from the size of grains of rice to rocks larger than buildings, are traveling at speeds of hundreds of miles per second. Our planet operates in a self-generated magnetic field. Meteorites do not burn out in our atmosphere because they encounter oxygen. They disintegrate in the Earth's protective field of force. If the meteorite is negatively charged, it disintegrates in the positively charged strata of the force field. Our spacecraft, the Earth, operates in a field vortex of the Sun. The Earth is a combination battery, generator, and motor. Our atmosphere serves as a brush, a field, and a bearing. Our heat comes from our dense, surface atmosphere. The only reason we feel more heat on the side toward the sun is because the positive sun causes a brush effect in our negative, surface atmosphere. The crust commutator is warmed from resistance and friction, while both rotating the planet as a motor, and generating the force field. Gravity is not attraction, nor magnetism. Gravity is resistance pressure brought about in all objects, bodies, or substances by the lines of force penetrating them toward the center of the Earth. The appositive, male, projective lines of force are trying to reach discharge, or impregnation in the negative, female, crust. The B negative, female, receptive lines of force are trying to reach fecundation or productive powers from the positive male core. The two lines of force U and B are working together, in opposition, to supply power for the continuous functions on and in the sphere and atmosphere, while the father centers the balanced control through the G lines of light. Since the negative lines of force move faster than the positive lines, a negative body will always rotate counterclockwise from one viewpoint, and a positively charged body will rotate clockwise from the same viewpoint. The measurable speed of positive or negative lines of light energy will vary with the orbit of any planet. Measurements of light energy of positive polarity will conform to the orbit diameter of any given planet. Measurements of negative polarity light energy will exceed the orbit diameter. Negative light energy cannot be accurately measured from the surface of a negatively charged planet, such as the Earth. When the atmosphere of negative nature, such as the Earth's, is balanced by positive charges from fusion particles, it will cause moisture in the atmosphere to pile up at one magnetic pole and recede from the opposite polarity pole. It will cause a change in the planet's rotation speed, and due to germination temperature change, the eventual extinction of life forms that conform to that germination temperature. An excess of positively charged particles in the negative atmosphere will cause a planet to seek balance on new poles. Positive and negative lines of light force are always in an unbalanced state due to their different speeds of travel. When they are interrupted by a body or planet, they bring about motion because of their differential, or the desire to reach rest. If the Earth's poles were vertical instead of inclined, the Earth's orbit would be round instead of elliptical. If there were as much land south of the equator as there is north of it, the Earth's axis would not be inclined. Magnetism is not the causal force, but is the result or exhaust effect of light forces of positive and negative polarity in action. A magnet is not charged with magnetism. It is only serving as a polarity conductor of the lines of light energy passing through it. Both poles will attract a non-polarized conductor. Either pole will attract its opposite polarity or repel a like polarity. Influences of a negative nature lead the minds of humans to try to bring about positive effects. When these positive effects exceed the balance of natural negative charges on a negative planet, then the planet will rebalance itself to conform to the light lines of force. Man is mostly space, filled with substance in form. The body does not derive energy from the food assimilated by it. The food is only transformed to become a conductor for light energy passing through the body. Power is only manifested through motion. Controlled power is that which is given direction. The discovery of the wheel gave mankind the means to an endless track of motion. Universal power throughout infinite space is demonstrated in the guided motion of all planets, moons, suns, galaxies, and nebulae. None of these are haphazardly flying through space uncontrolled. Their course, orbit, rotation, and separation are maintained by precision interchange of relative power. All bodies in space are motored by primary light energy. Solar emanations and atomic energy are secondary powers or effects of the primary light energy in motion. The cross, in one shape or another, has always been the symbol of spiritual power. Scientifically, spiritual power is unseen power. Spiritual power can only be understood when it is manifest in the seen effect. This seen effect may be either in the range of the physical vision or outside of the physical limits. Primary light energy functions in many unlimited conditions and frequencies above and below the limits of physical vision. Everything in space that rotates, orbits, or manifests motion as to direction, is powered by primary light energy. Wherever a body interrupts the lines of primary light, motion is affected. This is an immutable law. Within the human body is a universe in miniature. The axis of every crystal, atom, planet, or person is centered in unseen light of unlimited extent. The manifested boundaries or surface of any of these are insulated from all others of like polarity. The eternal existence of all of these is encompassed within the center of the axis. The cross is the symbol of power of the opposite polarities. By interrupting the primary lines of positive and negative light energy, a differential is established. By phasing this differential, controlled power is established in motion. This is the long-hidden secret of the Maltese cross. Mal means negative tongues of flame, or static electricity. Tis means interchange, two in one or differential between. When the differential between the positive and negative forces of light energy are controlled by phasing, they result in unlimited power through motion. If the motion exceeds the differential phase, disintegration will result. Electricity is a byproduct of magnetism. Gravity is the resistance pressure set up by the opposition of differential between the causal light energy and the effect magnetism. Though I have set the patterns of my doing all about you, yet you see them not. I scatter seeds of light, I cast the shadows man calls day, and shadows of the shadows man calls night, in repetition. I have paved the way for man to see. Has not my pattern stood the test to build another bird a nest again, where others were before? Cannot you see, O man of me, do as I say, do as I do. Do as I cause the way to be, within your understanding of the me in thee. Look to the pattern all around, the fragrance of the essence of my love in flowers you have found, and in the cool, beneath the tree, there I am to comfort you, and yet you question parts of me. Throughout my being, I made thee man to carry on, to take the stand in my defense, to build a wall, to scale the fence of destiny. Not to follow whims of chance along the side. Not to fall beneath the wheels of hate and fear, that others may ride in comfort. Only look, feel the essence of my being, absorb me in the breeze. Reach me in the sun. My heart is warm, you are the one. Never have I set a pattern to lead you all astray. Any fear you feel, O man, you make along the way to me, and your arrival is delayed. Your stage is set, the curtain must come down, but only to go up again. My pattern is eternity. Repetition is the grade that leads to me, O man. From the harvest of my golden grain I separate the chaff. I break the bonds of freedom, lest man shall undo my works. I bring about a change in cycles so my balance shall not be disturbed. For when my laws are superseded, then must I strike from out the night and scourge contamination from my being. For I am love. And I am freedom unto all my parts, but no part shall bind me to destruction. So as in times gone past, I wreak my wrath, I cleanse my house, I upset my creations, for none shall be above me. Chapter 4. Trinity of Infinity. Time is only understood by each conscious, intelligent unit from its established point of location in motion. Time cannot be measured. Only the repetition of motions manifested as beginnings and endings can be measured. Each point of beginning and ending is only relative to the understanding of the individual establishing his point of view. The point of begin and end is established by one individual, so as to bring another individual to the same point of understanding. Life, time and being are understandable to intelligence alone. These three are non-existent only when intelligence has been excluded by ignorance in the individual. Life, time and being can only exist in space, which is also infinite. Space is solution, composed of life, time, being, and intelligence. None of these can be measured in the absolute. They can only enter measurable dimension when individuals establish points from which to measure. Length, height, and width, These are only three measurements by which individuals can understand points from which relative measurements are started and ended. An inch, a foot, or a yard are not understood by people who use some other devised means of measurement. A relative difference between the measurements must be charted in order to understand the difference between their system and ours. Measurements can only be achieved in and by motions. No day or night could be measured without the motion of the Earth revolving. No seasons or years would exist if the Earth didn't orbit around the sun. The lifespan of people on the Earth is only arrived at by the measurement of people's time on Earth relative to past measurements. Belief, the illusion of reality, makes people accept the established record of the lifespans of other people who have lived before them, as a measure by which they should live and then die. The establishment of these points of beginning and end of life are only manifest in matter which has little or no intelligence. Matter cannot manifest motion without energy. Energy is the motion of thought manifested through matter. Intelligence which has no motion can only manifest through thought, which causes motion to be manifest in matter by thought force. In symbology, the creator is expressed by a symbol that signifies the circumference encompassing everything. The circle is an endless line signifying infinity with no beginning and no end. Life is an essence of the infinite solution we call space. You are living in an endless ocean of life, as are the atoms, planets, and suns. You could not manifest life, if life were not where you are. Since life manifests everywhere in infinity, you cannot end life, or begin life. You can only establish a point in the endless circle, apostrophe in circle shown, where you began the cycle of manifesting matter in life. Motion can be symbolized in the endless circle by the sign of an arrow, curved arrow in a circle shown. An arrow has always signified the way to go. All matter manifesting life in balanced motion moves in an arc. All matter manifesting life in unbalance, or unnatural principles, is symbolized by an angle. Angle symbol in a circle shown, - the largest portion of you is space, whether it be the space in atoms, cells, or tissue composing the matter of your physical body, or the space your limited body as a unit occupies. Your intelligence is established by the limits of your individual concepts. Everyone uses the one mind. Your limit is only a measurement of your ability to penetrate and absorb to the full your capacity of the infinite intelligence. Time is variable in your concept of it. One day seems longer, or shorter, than another day. You are an assembly of other forms of individual manifested life. You are a form enclosing various compositions of atomic, molecular, crystalline, and cellular structure. In turn, you are a small individual part of a living planet, solar system, and galaxy. Change is the result of motion. Time is measurable only in cycles of repetition. Every thought sets up motion. Every motion causes an effect. Your manifestation of matter in motion is the reflection of your true concept, and understanding, of infinity. Things in motion change, and things that change are not eternal in any one pattern of form. T is the symbol of time. S is the symbol of space. B is the symbol of being. Cycles are repetitions of the divisions. All divisions of opposites reach a fulcrum pinnacle of stillness, at times. Everything in the universe comes under one, or the other, of the three aspects of infinity. Each of the opposites, such as here and there, cycles and interchange within itself like a swinging pendulum. Here becomes there as soon as you cross the street, and there becomes here. As you register your own changes in time, tomorrow becomes today as the Earth revolves on its axis, and today was tomorrow yesterday. Life and death also interchange, so that being may manifest through the action. Time cannot be a dimension, because everything in motion in time will never repeat itself again exactly as it was before. If you could be not, then you could not be now, because now was then before you arrived here from there. You are all the time, even when your body sleeps. The real you never sleeps, although it rests at the peak of the fulcrum in the interchange between the opposites of life and death. Flesh is only matter you assimilate as a requirement of this dense earthly condition. Flesh moves only because your real body moves it. Your matter body of flesh is not going to walk, or talk, after you get out of it. Death can only manifest in matter. This is the interchange that permits matter to return to what it was before you assimilated it into form. That portion of space which is you, will always be in time somewhere. Expressing life here now is really death the then, when you observe from the opposite side of things. The trinity of time, space, and being are the deity called God. Time, like thought, is infinite. Time does not go by. Everything that moves in the universe goes through time. Man measures time with clocks and calendars. If there were no measuring methods made by man, then there would be no yesteryears or tomorrows. Age would not exist, today would be all there is. Individual beings are all part of each other in the universal sense, making up infinite being. God is not an individual, but is all of us. God being infinite and boundless, he is not something or someone man finds on the other side of the door called death. If this were true, he would not be infinite. Time is a medium through which the beings of God's creation manifest God's presence. No one can live in the past or the future who is not present now in God. Mind through thought is not limited to the present, for thought is also infinite. The creative mind of today is the same infinite mind that created the universe. Mind is God manifested in being. Your part of God is manifested when you use God's infinite mind to create through thought. Thought is the creative force that gives life to being. Space is not void. Space is the essence of intelligent mind. Man is a space filled with creative matter, manifesting the thought essence of form. And so are all things with life. Man is in God's image only when the thought of infinite mind is brought into being by individual thought to manifest other creative forms in time. Objects, structures, and things cannot manifest creative thought, as they do not move through infinite time as individual parts of space, or the essence of intelligence. To be, man must manifest motion in the medium of time, which stands still. Anyone who does not have time to manifest God's doing, has discarded thought and life. The matter manifesting their form will soon become inert. Death is not a doorway to God in heaven. Heaven is a doorway to God on earth. Mortals bound in density who would be the cause who would bide my time, the tree of the in me stops not its growth. Though my parts would add to my divisions, my faceless cosmic clock records no time. For man is not a cause, but rather a result of me, for I alone am cause of things to be. And though thou mortal man would wind my clock of destiny, and set the powder keg of destruction at my feet, how can he know the woe? For I alone am cause and man is the result of me, bound to destiny. And in destruction bent reverses course and all the light spent in his being is hidden by the curtain of ignorance drawn before me. Though I alone am cause, my wrath is not aroused. I tear the shroud. I bring man back through birth within the light, and test my right expressed in progression of my parts. I write the drama, man plays the fool, then I applaud and make the tool sharper to my cause through experienced results. Men cannot set my clock, for I alone can read the time of my eternity. And so it is I set the stage, I play the parts, I cause the curtain to come down while man sits in the audience of my universe applauding, not knowing why. Though I have scattered my creations throughout the endless space of me, I use my tools to manifest my doings. To do my works no task is small. I choose my tools, I trust them more until they fail me. Then I put another to the test. My tools are not the tools of man, that rust and break and fall away. My tools are living instruments that work with love throughout the day and night. To each I gave the choice to be an instrument of me. Chapter 5. Unseen Scales. The accompanying drawing is to explain the one universal principle of life. This principle is standard on any planet in space, and in all life forms, whether insect, animal, bird, human, man or spirit. In the drawing you are looking at the cut ends of the negative B lines of light energy, of course greatly enlarged. They are traveling away from you and rotating in a counterclockwise direction. These are the female, receptive, negative polarity lines of light energy. At right angles, or 90 to the B lines of light energy are the positive lines, traveling from left to right and rotating in a clockwise direction. These two lines of light energy can only unite in birth or death. Birth by induction, and death by short-circuiting. God controls physical birth and death by allowing the rebirth of individuals through the living instruments of his choosing. Only when he removes his insulating qualities can a seed be born into another repetition of life progression. Only when you have lived his purpose for you, in each life grade, does he graduate you into the next grade. If your actions prove to him that through violation of his infinite laws you will not pass this grade, then you die physically and your eternal, atomic cluster of consciousness is brought back through rebirth into the same grade in order to pass on to the next higher grade. Rebirth into the same grade, because of failure to pass it, is the only time that the so-called reincarnation takes place. Illustration here. When you were created as man in God's image, you were made an atom of matter, charged with opposite polarities in your proton-electron individuality. You were given individual motion. The space within your electron orbit shell boundary was endowed by the creative spirit with his unseen intelligence. As you progressed through the mobile highways of light energy, you encountered the experience of meeting other atoms of different elements of matter. With each new experience you added another atom to your consciousness. Soon the consciousness began to increase in size, composed of many atoms of different experiences and of different elements. Your consciousness is composed of the same number of atoms as the number of experiences you have had since your creation as an individual. Experience is recorded in the consciousness. And in consciousness is the eternal record of your knowing. Education and learning are recorded in the brain and can only be used in this mortal grade of life. When the brain is buried with the body, all the learning and intellectual education ends, unless it has been applied through experience. To reach the true intelligence of your many experiences and permanent knowledge requires going within. Through meditation you can become aware of your consciousness and unseen intelligence you accumulated in the past. The largest portion of your original atom creation was the space within the shell boundary. This space is, was, and will always be the unseen portion of your part of the supreme intelligence. As you travel through the maze of lifelines, you often encounter resistance, set up by those who think they are going in the right direction and that you should conform to their direction of travel. But each was given the individual right to choose his direction. Scientifically, the correct course is at 45 to the lines of light, and in a progressive spiral into finer frequencies of light. This maintains the balance between the positive and negative lines of light energy. Every body that interrupts the lines of force will establish a field around itself. Stationary bodies, such as trees, rocks, or mountains, establish fields the same as atoms, planets, or suns. On a surface of negative polarity, the height of every species is established by the field around it, therefore vegetation and trees grow to a common species average. The field set up in a tree is such that the lines of force passing through the tree establish a vortex in its body. This vortex starts at the surface of the ground. Sap does not only go up a tree but it goes around in a spiral, as it goes up. The shape of each plant, or stationary form of life, is established by the boundaries of its vortex or its field, or its aura. Everything everywhere is encompassed in such an auric field. In life that moves, such as animals, the soul force in the body establishes form from the central, intelligent, master cell. This frequency of the animals is much lower than the human form, of course. The animal body of humans is the manifested filler, composed of inert matter, that is required in the frequency upon the Earth's surface. The soul force is distributed through the inert matter by the bloodstream. The man body of reality establishes the field. In climbing a hill you have to push the vortex upward. It is much easier for some people to so climb than others. This is because their polarity balance is nearer to neutrality.